Finally today, we remember Frank Zappa. He died in 1993, but there's a new book about him that's just out. It's by Pauline Butcher. She was a part of Zappa's wacky entourage for a few years in the 60s and 70s. They met by chance in 1967. Zappa was in London and needed someone to type up the lyrics for a new album he had coming out. Butcher was a 21-year-old working as a secretary at the time. The straight-laced young Englishwoman took the job and ended up moving in with Zappa and his wife Gail in California. Those are the years Butcher describes in her new book, Freak Out, My Life with Frank Zappa. The BBC's Nicola Stambridge paid the author a visit.
Carrying her portable typewriter, Pauline Butcher arrived at Frank Zappa's London hotel room on an assignment in the summer of 1967. She would soon become part of his team.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached.
Was shocked when he opened the door because of the way he looked, with the long ringlets hanging down, looking like Charles I, quite convinced I'd come to the wrong room, and he's a Pauline Butcher. He wanted me to take down the lyrics of Absolutely Free, his second album. Songs like The Duke of Prunes, Call Any Vegetable.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular, they're real good for you.
I couldn't understand the lyrics, and so some of them, I just made them up. And when he read them through, he just chuckled. And he said, well, you should write your own songs on this basis. And I said, well, if I did, I would make them less rude. He was quite chuffed by this. He seemed to enjoy the argument.
Living with the family and various hangers-oners at Laurel Canyon in California with Frank Zappa, what were his days like as a serious musician? What was he like at work?
During the period I was there, he was much more into instrumental music. He wrote Hot Rats. He worked mostly at night, get up, maybe about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, go to his grand piano he had in the corner, tinkle around with that, sometimes switch to a guitar. He would write it all down beautifully on these A3 sheets of music, get Ian Underwood, who was one of the people in his band, to come over and play it with both hands, which he himself could not do. All this beautiful music would ring out. It's quite astonishing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Fellow Americans.
Was he as serious about his intentions to become president as well in 1976, do you think?
Yes, he was serious. Didn't do it in 1976 because he was sidetracked with still developing his music. But by 1988, when he finally put his guitar away, that was the time when he seriously decided he was going to run for president. It was in the back of his mind all his life. When he became ill with prostate cancer, that in fact debilitated him for the last 4 years of his life. He did continue to do tours in Europe and see his classical music played.
Were you able to attend his funeral?
No. That's really a very sore area. Only the four children and Gail were there. Not his mother, not his brothers or sisters or anyone. I actually think that was shocking. I have the fondest, dearest, kindest memories. He was such a humane and kind man. Unusual. He was very, very intelligent. He was so charismatic. I just felt privileged to have that time working with him.
Pauline Butcher speaking to BBC Radio 4 reporter Nicola Stambridge about her working relationship with Frank Zappa. And Zappa takes us out today with a composition entitled Duke of Orchestral Prunes. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.